This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
Now, Carry On, Sergeant, the first Carry On film, didn't cost much money, did it?
No.
But it made a bomb.
Yes.
And you made some more?
I didn't. I made the same one again.
Well, you said that, I did.
Yes, I agree.
And after two or three Carry On films, you bought your own studios. You have virtually a repertory company playing in these films.
Yes, yes.
Two a year.
Yes.
There's a reason for that.
Yes, they are timed because the artists in the Carry-Ons are either in pantomime or a summer show, so the films have to be made between the two.
Yes. And have they all had the same director?
Yes, Gerald Thomas, yes.
And the same writer?
Yes, Talbot Rothwell. Yes. Bless his heart.
What's your theory about the comedy that you use? You use the same jokes over and over again. Well, they weren't new when you first started using them.
Neither is the audience.
Is it familiarity, the reassurance of familiarity? What is it?
Well, I don't know. You know, if I kept a sweet shop and someone came in every week for licorice all sorts and I said, don't have those, dear, have these fancy chocolates from France or Belgium or somewhere, and they took them away, they wouldn't come back again. They'd go somewhere else for their licorice all sorts, but they'd still want licorice all sorts.
Yes.
I think give people what they want. They're always true, you know.
Indeed.
They're very nice people, the public. Very loyal indeed.
Carry On has moved into the theatre now.
Yes. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and I thought, yes, I will wait until I've made 25, if I ever make 25. It's something about 25 that it's a silver wedding, or isn't it, or something.
Well, they are surely self-perpetuating, where now you can go on to 125 with confidence.